Well, praise Yahweh, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy. Glad to have you aboard tonight with the Shepherd's Call. Call someone and tell them we're live and direct on truth tonight. Praise Yahweh. This is Thursday, and it is the 14th, make that the 13th, of December. Praise Yahweh, and we're glad to have you aboard. As I have indicated, we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to finalize our Consolation Series tonight, and we're going to close it out with that great line in the sky known as the Consolation of Leo. Now, there's a lot of good things about Leo that we'll share with you tonight, and in this information, we will conclude, as we have gone around the circle of the Consolation beginning in Virgo, which is where we should begin our count, not in Aries, as modern astrology does. So now that we've got this corrected, by knowing where to start in the heavenly circle, then we have got a clear picture of how the Father declared the end from the beginning. Now, as I have reminded you several times, call a friend. Very important. If you want to share the truth with someone, just pass it on that we're on. It's hard to find us in the computer downloads unless people are specifically looking or listening for you. And some folks stay up quite late just to tune us in, praise Yahweh. For instance, if we would go into the region of Spain, in that area, it'd be around 2 o'clock in the morning when the Shepherd's Call is on live in that area. So we have many devoted listeners abroad that are taking note of the teachings, praise Yahweh. For that, we are eternally grateful for our many friends and fellow Israelites as they are scattered throughout the earth as the sand of the sea. Now, in the great consolation of Leo, we have a victorious march or a conclusion to the climactic final, or the finale, if you will, of this great, great consolation band in the heavens that our Father, you know, He works in strange ways. He saw it necessary that this consolation of stars and the 12 bands and the three minors within the bands, all these depicting some type of an animal or creature, that we could get a picture. Yahweh knew that man's mind is very, very receptive to a picture. Once you take a negative with the mind, we're talking about the power of the positive, that is, then that stays with you forever, praise Yahweh. Now, there's no confusion about the sign of Leo or the consolation of Leo. And all the ancient zodiacs in Egypt and in India, as well as in modern ones, we find a great line in all the majesty. And you see, that's what a lion represents, is a majesty. He is known as the king of the east, praise Yahweh. Of his furious wrath, there is no comparison. His feet are located in the head of Hydra, the great serpent. Well, isn't that wonderful that this sign shows in its reality that it is the lion that is now in the sonship attacking its most dreaded enemy, the serpent? Well, praise Yahweh, in the end, we read the last chapter, and it said, we win. Now, how? Why? Where? I don't know. But it says, we win. Now, this great lion over the head of Hydra, the great serpent, is just about to descend upon it and crush it. The Hebrew name of the sign is Ariah, which means the lion. There are six Hebrew words for lion, and the one used is of a lion hunting down his prey. Now, it is the hungry lion that hunts. When a lion is well fed, then you will find him sleeping in the shade during the day and mostly at night. You see, the lions that are hungry are the ones that are on the hunt. This lion is on a hunt. He is hungry to destroy his enemy. The Syrian name is Aro, meaning the rendering lion, while the Arabic name is Al-Assad, meaning a lion coming vehemently. Praise Yahweh. Now, in the most ancient of the Dendera in a zodiac of Alexander, Egypt, there is a portrayal of the lion treading upon a serpent, and its name is Pi-Metitikon, means the poured out, and the hieroglyphics beneath the line read Kemen, meaning he who conquers or is conquered, referring to the victory over the serpent. The truth of the sign is self-evident to any student of the Bible. The lion, aroused for the rendering, is now attacking and destroying the prey. Now, in the prophecy of Balaam, there is a very obscure prophecy. Not many know about it. Not many quote it. Not many ministers dwell there. But this prophecy is directly related to the consolation of Leo. And we believe that Balaam, with the wisdom and knowledge he had, was a great astrologer and astronomer. The ancient wise men of the past were either or both astronomers and astrologers, praise Yahweh. And here is what he said in his prophecy when he looked down. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an awesome spectacle. If I could paint it a picture for you. If you go back to Numbers chapter 2 again, where it is shown to you repeatedly during a series of our teachings here, we have mentioned frequently that Numbers chapter 2 gives you the divine marching or positioning orders of Yahweh to the 12 sons of Jacob. These 12 sons count in a divine order. And this order comes out, if you will write it all down and work on it, as I did 20-some years ago, it will show you a band or a constellation or a circle and the positions of east, west, north, and south with two fixed 30-degree positions within the four fixed, giving you a complete 360-degree circle. Now, this encampment, some of the Bible readers have noted that that must have been a military encampment tactic that was employed by the great general Moses. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was more than that. It was actually a force field created around the encampment where nothing could break through. And if you understand what I'm talking about, they had such an energy, such a force field, such a positive flow to repel negative that they always thrived when they were in this divine order. And when Balaam was hired to go out and curse the enemy of the kings of Moab and other surrounding countries, fearing that Israel would come and take away their nation because they indicated that they were as grasshoppers on the land that they came through. And we're talking about probably a congregation of people in mass, possibly 4 to 5 million people that are traveling in this band called Israel. Praise Yahweh. Now, if this is what Balaam gave in Numbers chapter 24, verse 8 and 9, he shall eat up the nations of his enemies. He shall break their bones and pierce them through with arrows. He couched, he laid down as a lion and as a great lion, and who shall stir him up? Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you look in the constellation of Leo, you will have the great sickle hand and the great wrath of Yahweh, and you will see, actually, a portrayal of a lion with a mane, if you can use your visionary process and your imagination as you look into the heavens, that shows the star connections to this great prophecy of Numbers chapter 24 when it says he coucheth or he layeth down as a lion, as a great lion he shall, who shall stir him up? So this indicates that the constellation of Leo is the final link in the great consolation mystery that Yahweh placed in the heavens. And I believe that this is one of the most important of the consolations. Why? Because it is the climactic end as we now return back, as it's joined back in its proper union, the line representing Yahweh himself and the woman, Virgo, the church, joined completely together. What a message that the heavens declare the work of his hand and the power of his majesty. How fitting it is to begin as a symbol of a great majestic line that has conquered and put down all rule, and as he himself, he coucheth down as a lion, and as a great lion, who shall stir him up? As he repeated in the Gospels, I beheld Satan as lightning fell from heaven. Now, Isaiah also, a great, we believe, a great astronomer and astrologer himself, he describes the scene of the consolation of Leo in this message. Yahweh shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousies like a man of war. He shall cry. Yea, he shall roar. He shall prevail against his enemies. 42:13. This is that which was meant when John the Revelator was told, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, in Revelations 5:5. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings, Revelations 5:12. Now I have reminded you several times of important series that Revelation 5:5 has been mistranslated. And it is misunderstood by millions of so-called Christians that profess that they know the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there must be a serious study and search on your part using the Strong's Concordance, or a Hebrew or an interlinear Hebrew-Greek concordance, to base the power of the meaning of the word back into its proper context, because some of this has been translated out of context and it deceives many. This is a picture of the Lamb, the man, child, joining himself at the end with the woman, his bride, the church, in Virgo, the consolation. And as I have said before, all the stars in Leo magnify and exalt him as the coming conqueror and judge. Oh my, what a great prophetic utterance in the Gospel of Revelations chapter 20 and verse 12, where it says, John repeating, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book, which is the book of life, and they were judged out of the things written in the book. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the stars of Leo magnifying and exalting him, portraying him as the coming conqueror and judge. Pardon me. You wouldn't know that if you was to listen to the news daily. You would think that man, our presidents, our great leaders, our heroes of the day are the great judges and conquerors. Not so, because, ladies and gentlemen, whether you realize it or not, Babylon will fall. And the power that she has wielding today has been delegated to her, and she will rule for an appointed time, but her fall will be great and terrible, and it will come about very quickly. Now, why? Because Yahweh has purposed a day when Babylon, this great power that will encircle the earth and enslave all, I repeat, all whose names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, the brightest star on the ecliptic is called Regalius, meaning treading underfoot. Because it marks the heart of the lion, it is some, sometimes call by its modern name of Corlinius, which means the heart of a lion. The next star in the tip of the tail, also the first magnitude, is named Bolia, meaning the judge, or he who cometh. The next star in the main is called Al-Gibia, Arabic, meaning the exaltation and the victorious. Another star on the third part of the back is called Zazma, which means that he that cometh shining forth. Now, these beautiful star names showing that the ancients had the correct information of the great text that Yahweh had portrayed in the 12 constellations to give us the ability to look up. Daniel, in the 5th chapter of the book of Daniel, is noted as the master astrologer. Now, if astrology was evil, then the Bible says Daniel was full of the Holy Spirit. How could the Holy Spirit dwell in an astrologer if he was evil? Ladies and gentlemen, the astrologer is nothing no more than an interpreter of the positioning of the stars as they reflect an image of the great master painter Yahweh. And if you do it correctly, well and good, you're a good astrologer. If you do it bad, then you have told a lie of what the master painter, or you have misinterpreted or misrepresented the message in the stars, and therefore you will receive a greater damnation. Now, the joining in the Hebrew, sarkan in Hebrew, means the joining. The intimately, that here is the point where the two ends of the zodiacal circle have their joining. In Virgo, hooked in a complete circle, beginning, going clockwise around to Leo, back joining to the woman, representing the Great One, Yahweh, joined back to his church. Now, the punishing or tearing of the line is Dinib of Seliat. The judge comes who seizes. Now, Dorfra, Arabic, means the enemy put down. Oh my, what a great conclusion in the 12 constellations. Now, these constellations are continuously revolving in this giant solar expanse where that we have this band of the constellation as a figure of message in the stars, if you will, speaking to us daily or nightly, if you will, telling us in great detail by the interpretation of the movement of these stars what the Father hath done for them that love and serve Him. For the Bible is a very, very plain when it says, the eye hath not seen, the ear hath not heard, and neither has it entered into the heart of any man what Yahweh has laid up for them that love and serve Him. Isn't it wonderful that nearly and fully as the names can express it, Yahweh has given men the ability to place the correct interpretation. Remember, Paul talked about facts falsely, meaning that these that have the signs of the information of the knowledge have used it falsely. Number one is to make gain for their own gain, or number two, to deceive those that they may keep the power in a position. You see, when you give away all this knowledge, it brings power to the people. When the priest takes the knowledge of the sayings or the interpretational meaning of the stars, then it gives the priest, if he keeps that within himself and only gives a portion, he retains all of the benefits of the knowledge. And that's why Yahweh said, I'm against you preachers that have hidden my truth or my name from my people, as it did Baal and those that worshiped in the Baal circle. When Balaam saw this great encampment down in the valley floor, as he stood up on the mountain of Moab and he looked down into the valley, he saw this great circled encampment of a complete story of the zodiac. He had looked into the heavens many times, and that's why that the Bible says he looked in awe. And he said, there is no power, and I repeat, there is no power ordained which will break this union of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Praise Yahweh. Now, it tells us of the story about the wrath of Yahweh in his great final judgment as he administers the stone kingdom into the earth. And this is the stone that was hewed out of a mountain without hands. And the Bible says that it became a great stone rolling down the mountain, that this great stone cut out without hands, meaning that man didn't set it up and man will not take it down, that Yahweh set it up and Yahweh will take it down, and then Yahweh will set up his kingdom, which shall rule forever. Zephaniah also prophesied of that day, saying, therefore, you that wait upon me, saith Yahweh, until the day that I raise up the prey. Till I raise up, for my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour out my indignation and fierce anger and devour them wholly, saith Yahweh. Well, we're down at the bottom of that. We're going to come back and really load it up out of the chute. We're going to come back and ride this great line through the constellation of the heavens. You stay tuned. We'll be back in two. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call, looking for the lost sheep of Israel. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We've got a good one going here tonight on the constellation of Leo. Very exciting. In the great constellations that we have talked about, the 12, we are now in the climactic final picture here as we are now dealing with the last great battle as we see Hydra the serpent as he coils or as he twists and turns through the heavens trying to get away from the onrushing lion, the man, the Messiah, if you will. And we have the raven and the cup, which is the indignation that he poured out that we just read in Zephaniah, praise Yahweh. And so all these are related scriptures to astrology. You see, the Bible is a book about the constellations and the heavens, and is a message written in the stars for your understanding. Now, we're going to get into this part of the serpent, Hydra. Let me tell you a little bit about him and the constellation, the minor constellation of Leo. It consists of 60 stars. Now, what a place to put the serpent as he goes crawling through the vast expanse, or literally, basically, as he was thrown out of heaven. And here now, Yahweh is pursuing him to his destruction. Now, pictured of the Hydra, the serpent, is the 60 stars that it consists of, and it is an immense female serpent. Yes, female, meaning that she hatched out other little serpents upon the earth, whose length stretches one-third of the way around the whole sphere of the heavens. Now, I repeat that. The length of this female serpent, the mother of all evil, if you will, soon to be the mother of all battles, praise Yahweh, and soon to be defeated by the king, the lion of David, here it is, stretches around the whole sphere of the heavens, or one-third at least around the sphere of the heaven. Its uplifted head near the little dog star, and its tail pointing down into the constellation of Libra. There is the balance of the scales where that he was weighed and found wanting. Crater and Corvus lie on its back side by side. The name of Hydra means the abhorred or the fleeing serpent. The brightest star in the heart of the serpent is called Al-Parad in Arabic, which means the separated, put away. There you go, cast out of heaven, ladies and gentlemen. And the next star is Al-Daran, meaning the abhorred. Another star is Michael Al-Sugar, meaning the piercing of the deceiver. According to all these scriptures, Satan was once a good angel. and was a chief among the angels. He kept not his first estate, but abused his free will to sin and rebel. He seduced Eve into transgression, and now this serpent, depicted as a serpent, this mighty angel, is actually cast down, and the mission of the serpent is to destroy the seed of the woman. The mission of the woman's seed is to bruise the serpent's head, and then, now I say bruise, why just bruise? Because in the final end time, it will be Yahweh himself that puts this mighty archangel down into the prison where he shall be lodged forever. Now, the two remaining constellations of Leo pictures the fate of the great deceiver and all who are ensnared into the serpent's program to destroy God's people, Israel, and to hinder the establishment of his kingdom upon the earth. Now, let's go to Krator, the cup. It consists of 13 stars. I wonder why. The cup in Yahweh's hand is a Jacob Israel that consists of the 13 tribes. Here is a pictured cup, deep and full to the brim, and placed directly on the body of Hydra the serpent. The two stars that determine the bottom of the cup from the part of the body of the serpent indicating that it is inseparable from the monster. This is the fabled wine cup of Bacchus, but it is the cup of his indignation, truly, in Revelations 14 and 10. As it states, the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and that's exactly what he's talking about in the consolation of Krator as the cup, as it is now being poured out, the wrath of the Almighty Yahweh, in the 13-star region, meaning that Israel shall finally accomplish. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, this gives me chills, as we now are in the position to defeat finally, once and for all, and put away the evil one and all those that were deceived or all those that rebel with him. For in the hand of Yahweh there is a cup, and the wine is red. It is full of a mixture, and he poureth out the same, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them. Psalms 75, verse 8, and in the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Psalms 11, 6, and David, the master astrologer and astronomer, was particularly given vision, sight to the consolation of Leo, and in the particular area of Krator, the cup. The cup of divine indignation is the portion of the worshipers of the son of perdition, and those that are deceived by him, which is poured out without adulteration or dilution. Dreadful beyond understanding is the picture John the Revelator gives of the cup of unmingled and eternal wrath, but no more dreadful than the picture of which is the primitive or the primeval of the prophets thus have inscribed upon the stars, as they interpret and give us a perfect picture by the inspiration of the mighty one Yahweh to give us the end from the very beginning. Now, final. This concludes the examples that we are giving you in the minor constellations of Leo. This is Corvus the Raven. Now, we're picturing here of a giant eagle, or a hawk, if you will, the enemy of the snake, praise Yahweh, and it consists of 9 stars right over the cup, or to the side, to the left of the cup. We have Corvus the Raven, praise Yahweh. It is the final picture. Now, it is a bird of prey. It is grasping the body of Hydra the serpent with its feet, and carrying the serpent's body with its beak. Its Hebrew name is Ereb, meaning the raven. The Egyptians called it Harnaya, meaning the enemy broken. Every star name in this sign portends judgment and destruction. The brightest star in the eye is called Al-Cherub, meaning the curse inflicted. The next star in the right wing is named Al-Ghurab, in Arabic from the Hebrew, Orel, is the raven. A third star is named Michar al-Gorba, which means the raven tearing to pieces. And ladies and gentlemen, here we go with the scriptures. As we noted, when David, the first great representing of the lion, the Judah's lion, met the terrible Goliath, he cursed him in the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel, and said, I will smite thee, and will take thine head from thee, and I will give thy carcass to the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth. 1 Samuel 17:46. But in Revelations it is clear, the birds are summoned together for the task of clearing away the carnage in the final scene of Armageddon, of the slaughter that accompanies the coming of him who is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Revelation 19:17-18. Isn't it wonderful that we've got a promise, and yet you say today, where is the promise of his coming? We are in agony. We are in deep distress. We are in peril and in danger. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we now have finally come to the end of the serpent as he is destroyed. Now, when the serpent enemy falls, the circle of time is complete and its eternity. Satan's grasp upon our world was held through the long succession of two-thirds of the signs. Now, repeat that. Satan, when he was cast out of heaven down to the earth, he ruled for two-thirds of the revolution of the cosmic connection, meaning he was given a specific amount of time to rule and to wage war with the seed of the woman, Virgo, the virgin, from the man, the married or the bridegroom that come to marry her, Leo, as the great one, praise Yahweh. Now, this is a very, very detailed explanation of the end of the beginning. Praise Yahweh. Now, even today, it is now in reality. On the face of the lovely stars, it has been written from the very beginning, the same as in the book. Satan's doom is sealed. The lion, he cannot destroy. Satan's power will soon be seized by the Almighty. The father of lies will be crushed and torn and pierced and forced to drink of the cup of eternal wrath, while the multi-headed body in which he has operated through all the ages is given to the birds of prey to be devoured. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know any more way than to expound and give you the story of a pictorial graph that is in the heavens. Knowledge of this great light of the consolation leads men into the paths of righteousness, lest you corrupt yourselves, and lest thou lift up thine eyes into heaven, and when thou seest the sun and the moon and the stars, and even all the host of heaven, shouldest be driven to worship them, and serve them which Yahweh thy Elohim hath divided to all nations under the whole heaven, as it is written in Deuteronomy 4, verse 16 and 19. So it is evident that after the original meaning of the consolations became lost, nations invented stories from their imaginations. The Greek mythology is an erroneous interpretation of the signs after their true meaning had been forgotten. The heathen, in their blindness, could not understand the celestial story and did not know what to make of the foreshadowing, but in the light of Yahweh's full revelation found in the scriptures, we read the origin of the beginning of it all. And as we read the name of the stars, beginning with Virgo, the virgin, and we learn of the seed and the branch and compare scripture with scriptures, where these names are found, we find the signs of the zodiac, which is in Hebrew, Maseroth, in Job 38, with the related constellations and individual stars that preach the gospel of Christ. These are the holy prophets spoken by Zacharias when he quoted, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. And as we speak by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world begun, and Luke 1:68 through 70. Only, and I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, only the star messengers of Yahweh, created and named in the day that he made the heavens and the earth, and the constellations of the zodiac, fit that unique description. Our mighty one, Yahweh, who knew the end from the very beginning, laid out the perfect plan before he created one single thing. He pictorically inscribed it into the everlasting stars, and not one of them fell from the very beginning. Think about the awesomeness. If you've ever flown in a plane, and you've looked into the heavens on a very clear starry night, and you can look down into the vast regions of space, you know through a telescope or some other device, you know that Yahweh, in all of his glory, in all of his power, in all of his majesty, came yet as a little child, very meek and humble. Finding himself in the form of a man, he humbled himself down and became obedient for the death of the torture stake, which is what we call the law. And he hanged there on a tree for the sins of Jacob, Israel, the 13 chosen anointed tribes. And ladies and gentlemen, we have been lost, we have been scattered, we have been confused, and our seed has been dispersed throughout all, since 721 B.C. when we broke his laws and statutes and covenants, we tore down his holy altars and erected altars to Baal, and we forgot him and the host of heaven and the message of the stars. Now that I have given you this 12-set series of information, I pray that it has helped you to understand and get more fully a picture of how your Creator really loved you. If you are a child of Yahweh, if you have made the supreme choice, if you have repented, if you have a purpose in your heart to be baptized in his magnificent name, all the glory, it doesn't mean much today, ladies and gentlemen, when the eastern sky splits and the heavens roll back like a scroll, then you shall see the reality and truth that he's alive forevermore. And he's coming with his angels. These are real beings. These are from the place we know in the scriptures as heaven. It is a distant planet hidden somewhere in that great expanse where Yahweh and his angels dwell. Satan dwelled and lived there with one-third of the host at one time. He was cast down to the earth, and it is depicted in Hydra the serpent as he stretches his way almost one-third of the way through the constellations, wreaking havoc with the 13 tribes or the seed of the woman, and they are doing their best to escape him or to crush his head. The final victory will come at the coming of Yahweh, and I can truly say tonight, even so come Yahweh. For Yahweh cometh in flaming fire, taking vengeance upon all them that know not Yahweh, and obey not his glorious truth, which is written and encoded into the star system uniquely designed by the great master builder, that great mathematician, that great astronomer, that all-knowing astrologer, Yahweh himself. To you, I say, Yahweh bless you and keep you until tomorrow night. This is Pastor Buddy. You're listening to The Shepherd's Call. I'm brought to you tonight by Miracle 2. If you would like to contact The Shepherd's Call, you would need to just simply write Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284. And the address is New Tazewell, Tennessee, and the zip is 37824. Or you can call me tonight right after the broadcast. I'm free for a couple hours after the broadcast. Give me a call. And if we cannot get your call, sometimes the phone line is jammed. And if you can't get through, then you will be automatically taken to a voicemail where that you can leave me a brief message and a number where I can get in touch with you, and I will return your call at the first opportunity. My telephone number is area code 423-626-2172. So just give me a call, and we will discuss this wonderful, wonderful creator that we've got. His magnificent, magnanimous name, all glorious, all powerful, all salvation. See, the name of salvation is in this name. There's none other name given under heaven, Acts 4:11 and 12, whereby you can be saved. So this name is magnificent. Ladies and gentlemen, don't take any substitutes. Don't depend on man's tradition or false names that he's inscribed to worship. You see, they did that under the Baal dynasty. They all thought that Baal was the creator. And you say, well, I don't understand how Baal could be God. Glory to God. He was just one of those fictitious gods. Well, you're looking back into antiquity. But how is it that today people call on the Lord when it is a derivative from Baal? Go to your Strong's and find that out. Praise Yahweh. And again, I give you the challenge. Take your Greek Strong's or your Bible Concordance, whatever that it is, Young's, whatever, Strong's. I recommend the Strong, but you can have anyone. They will give you these Hebrew interpretations and the Greek. Go to 2424 in the Greek and look at the wording of Jesus. It will identify his pronunciation as Jesus, Jesus. And this is the name whereby that they inscribe into scriptures, taking out the true name of Yahweh or Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. They took that out, the four sacred letters. They inscribed in Jesus or Jesus as the Son and L-O-R-D as God, the Master. So then, ladies and gentlemen, we are back to Deceit Street, and Satan is very crafty. He's a serpent, and he's very crafty. He can creep upon you unaware. Praise Yahweh. So be on guard. Now, my, what a great series, ladies and gentlemen. I have really thoroughly enjoyed bringing you these 13 episodes in the last 13 times that we've had to come before you on Truth Radio. This is awesome truth revealed through the glory of the stars. And if you would just look up the word stars in the Bible and look at what they tell you about the great creator as they go spinning through space and time, it is awesome what they declare unto you, Yahweh's people. It is wonderful, joy unspeakable, and full of glory. Well, we're down at the bottom of the hour, and this is Pastor Buddy in the Shepherd's Call. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. And we'll see you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with another show on The Shepherd's Call. To Jacob, Israel at large, and those that are scattered afar, we greet you in the magnanimous, magnificent, loving name of Yahweh. And Yahweh bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the same station. Praise Yahweh.